City Council has yielded to public pressure and will allow vehicles in Terry Fox Circle. In a rare reconsideration vote Monday, Council reversed its decision from July. At that time, a 5-4 vote supported a staff recommendation that would have seen vehicles banned from the Couchiching Beach Park feature and a small, circular drop-off area created. Since then, there has been backlash from residents, including a group that collected more than 5,000 signatures in support of allowing vehicles in the circle. On Monday, Council voted 8-1 in favor of what staff initially labeled the alternate concept. It includes a smaller circle that will still surround the pavilion but not the base of the Champlain Monument. Count. Ralph Cipolla, who introduced the reconsideration motion, reluctantly supported that option, as he was concerned about the loss of accessible parking spots. While accessible spaces are included in the second option, Cipolla asked if staff could consider adding more. John McMullen, manager of park planning and development, said there would be an opportunity to provide more spaces with the reconfiguration of Jarvis Street where it becomes Bay Street. Cipolla also suggested there be raised pedestrian walkways as a means to address safety and aesthetic concerns. A few council members addressed their reasons for supporting a change in direction from the last vote. Count. David Campbell originally wanted to go with staff's recommendation, but he changed his mind. "I'm not here to represent myself, but rather to represent the people of Orillia," he said. Prior to voting in July, he said, most people he had spoken with about the matter really didn't care one way or the other, so he made a decision based on the information he had. Since then, I've heard from a lot of people who are not happy with the preferred option, Campbell said. After those signs were put up in the park showing the preferred option, that's when I heard from the most amount of people who opposed that option. He still personally believes the preferred option is the best one, but he referred to Monday's decision as middle ground. It's always about balance and compromise, and I think that's what this is, he said. Mayor Steve Clark, who also voted for the preferred option in July, called option 2 a good, old-fashioned compromise. Count. Mason Ainsworth asked how a change in direction would affect the budget and the project timeline. McMullen noted about 85-95% of the design process had been completed. To go back and revisit a different design, there would be cost and time implications, he said. We need to know soon if you want us to change the design. It's possible. We're right up against those deadlines. The motion passed by council included a commitment to provide another $20,000, from the capital tax levy, to cover any additional costs. At Count. Tim Lauer's request, a small parking lot that was to be created near the entrance to the park was removed from the design. McMullen also assured council staff would look at a variety of options to provide a sort of barrier between the redesigned Terry Fox Circle and the playground. That could include bollards, low fences and vegetation. Ainsworth was the only one to vote against option 2, saying he wanted to keep the circle the way it is but with safety enhancements.